We are starting today from Shaar Zechira Perek Beis. It's a couple of paragraphs into Perek Beis. V'medaber Lashon Hara al Chaveroi. If a person is medaber, he speaks Lashon Hara al Chaveroi. Yuma'ir medonim olav. Huma'ir bazeh l'mayla inin kategoria al Yisrael. If a person speaks words which are not good, Lashon Hara, on his friend, if a person speaks Lashon Hara on his friend, what happens is, we have to realize what the plug that the Chafetz Chaim is telling us is that we don't just live in our own little circle, but it has an effect that he arouses a prosecuting angel. And that angel has an easy pass. He goes straight up to Shemayim. It goes straight to the Kisei HaKavod. And it's like, you know, it's like the quickest email you can ever possibly think of. It's there already. It's there straight. We're now going to read from the words of the Zohar Kodesh in the Perish. And he tells us as follows. Yesh Ruach Achas. There's a Ruach Achas, this spirit, this power, Shoimedes al kol oisim ba'al Lashon Hara, that stands right by these people who speak Lashon Hara. O Masai Shemis Oirim b'nei Adam b'Lashon Hara, O Yadam Echad Shemis Oir b'Lashon Hara, Oz Mis Oireres Oisa HaRuach Ro, let's read another line, I'll explain. There's this malach, an angel called Sachsucha, that is standing by the person, and if the person speaks a word of Lashon Hara, he immediately has a job to do. His job is to run up to Shemayim and to bring those words to Shemayim. Sorry? Shmutz. Contention. Sechsucha is the contention. Thank you. And it gets, it's like sometimes you have your computer in hibernating, and as soon as you touch the key, it wakes up, right? So too, this malach is like, he's there. As soon as those words, Lashon Hara, are spoken, he wakes up, his eyes start flaring. Puts this evil smile on it, and before you know it, he's gone. He's already up there in Shemayim. What's he doing? Shepaschu ba b'nei Adam, when the people start speaking these words of Lashon Hara, the oil lemailo, the goyremes b'zu ha'isarish shel Lashon Hara mavis v'cherev v'hereg v'ilam. Let me just say those words a little slower now. He goes up to Shemayim, and because of those words of Lashon Hara, the person spoke down here, goyremes b'zu, this person, Yankel speaks Lashon Hara down here in this world. He arouses that Yitzhahara, and now it causes Moves, death, the Cherev, the Hereg Ba'ilam. It causes death and destruction and murder here in this world. Doesn't necessarily mean in the same place where he spoke it. That Moves, that death, can take place in a different country. Oy la oysom, woes to them. Shema'irim la oysay tzad hara, that they arouse, they awaken this evil side, the malach hara. V'lo yishoymrim pihem l'shoynim, and they don't guard their mouths and their tongues. V'lo yichoshishim al zeh, they don't think about it. What's the big deal? V'lo yoydim, and they don't understand. Shabis ayris, shelamata tlu yisayris shelamayla. The Zohar Kodesh is telling us they don't understand. They don't understand that there's a domino effect. We all enjoy watching dominoes, no matter how old we are, I think it is. I think it's all the same. To the youngest child, to the oldest adult. It's just an amazing thing. You see how they all connect and they make the spirals and this and that, the marbles, the balls. They have a lot of fancy dominoes these days. It's a beautiful thing, dominoes. You know, years ago I went to Liberty Science Center in New Jersey, Newark. Anybody ever go there? No. Okay, fine. Anyway. So, Liberty Science Center. Okay, thank you. You just say make me feel good. That's all. That's very nice of you. Anyway, so in the middle of the Liberty Science Center, they have, you can walk up the steps, and then the bottom, they have this like ladder. It's with a rod going horizontally like this, and then vertically up, they have thin rope, a little thin rope attached, one rod to the next rod, to the next rod. And what you could do is, you're on the bottom floor, on the first floor, you shake it, and you see the ripple effect, how it changes and it moves all the way to the third or fourth floor, wherever the floors there are, until it stops. And then those people who are walking up the steps, you see, oh, someone just shook the ladder, you know, and you see the effect it has. I said to myself, this is such a beautiful mushel. So what the Nefesh HaChaim tells us, Reb Chaim Volozhin, that this Zohar Kodesh, that we here down in this world, we have this effect on our actions. Don't just stop here. But it's a domino effect. We shake the ladder and it goes all the way up to Shemayim. It causes either ra or it causes good in the world. They awaken this tzad hara, this evil side, this malach hara. They don't guard their mouths and their tongues. And they're not concerned. They don't know. I'm reading the words again. That there is iris, this awakening of this evil Yitzhahara down here. It affects, it arouses this ra in the world above. Bein atoiv, bein l'ra. That's a two-way street. If we do a mitzvah, person comes to learn. He gets in the car. He takes a step in the right direction to go learn. Right away, in Shemayim. Someone shook that ladder in the Liberty Science Center. There's a moshul. Right away in Shemayim. He takes one step to go in the right direction. We know, Midah Toiv is Meruva, Midah Peronius. Hashem deals more positively, gives more positive good than with negative. So when a person just takes one step, and he takes two steps, that's something called Schar Halicha. Schar Halicha. Some of us have, you know, a little Schar Halicha, live right down the block. Some have a longer Schar Halicha. Every single second that it comes, takes to come here, is another second of Schar, of reward, that does not just affect that person that gets a mitzvah in his bank account. It's affecting the whole world in a positive sense. The kulam mekatrigim lo'ir lo'isay nochash agado. The kulam, all of those malachim that, you know, they call it shoot an email, right? They're straight up to that, to the Kisei HaKavod, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they are awakened and aroused, the nochash agado. Shehei mekatrigim lo'ilam. The Nochash HaGadol is a reference to what? The first Nochash, he spoke the Lashon Hara. The first brought a kilkul to the world, brought death to the world. Literally brought death to the world. Man was not supposed to die. The Ramban tells us man was not supposed to die. After man sinned, it was Nigzer, was decreed on man, man will die now. It was the Lashon Hara that came about from the Nochash HaGadol that now man will die. How did this happen? This happened because of the person speaking Lashon Hara down here. He caused the Lashon Hara to go up to Shemayim, and it spread like an infectious disease. We should all be healthy. Unfortunately, I heard, and many told me that the flu is going around. Flu is everywhere. We should all be healthy, and we have to realize that this could be also like a mashal. It's contagious. And we don't know that there's even something wrong. Forget about the fact that how it has the effects in Shemayim. The person doesn't even know that there's something wrong. Like the story I told you with my 5-year-old son when he was, you know, acting up a little. So I said to him, so tomorrow we're going to have better Derech Eretz. So he smiles to me. He says, is Derech Eretz good or bad? You know, when you try to discipline the children, you know, and you're talking to them, and they said such cute responses, you know, you lose it all. So I said, Derech Eretz means we act properly, we act good, you know. Gil, if I can ask you to fix it. You know, so people don't even realize that there's even something wrong. What's the big deal? You know, I said something to my friend in the corner, I whispered to his ear. It's not during shul, chas v'shalom. Who talked during davening? I'm not talking during davening, which he'll get to in another while. So why does it affect someone else? I told him someone else bothered me, you know. And it's not any tayelis. There's no gain that comes out of it. And you know what the person responds? Oh yeah, he did that. You know, he did the same thing to me also. Oh, this guy, yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now that's what happens.
You know, you were saying about the flu. I was wondering recently, last week, about the flooding that's taking place in Israel. You know, they pray for rain, but meanwhile...
That's not Gishmi Bracha. Yeah, that's not rain of Bracha, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, snow in Eretz Israel, and the country closes down, and they can't... Right, when you put the stone in the water, right? All of these nekudas are for us to, you know, like you just said, the snow in Israel and the rain in Israel, over flooding, it's not something positive. So obviously, Hashem is talking to us. There were how much?
Over 3 million.
3 million shekels. Million shekels. That's like almost $1 million around. $1 million in damage. Wow, I didn't know that. Let's see what it says further. V'hine, kashin is boinein. When a person delves into this topic, this powerful topic of Lashon Hara, noven miyad al idei ze ma shekosh baruchu makbed kol kach al oven ze yoisim mikol avoynus. The more we understand what does it mean Lashon Hara, the more we will realize why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so makbed, is so strict when it comes to this Avera, more than other Averas. Yoyis mikol avoynus. Hashe'enu roitze lishtatev klal ima ba'al Lashon Hara lahatzi lo yisem yitzaroysef. You hear what's going on here? That so much so, Hashem doesn't want to save the ba'al Lashon Hara, one who's always speaking Lashon Hara. Hashem doesn't want to save this person when he has tzaros. Let's see what he says further. As we'll bring later on, on everything Kodesh Baruch Hu will forgive. Bar min lishna bisha, except for lashon hara. Lishna bisha is lashon hara. The yaduhu da'avas Kodesh Baruch Hu l'amo Yisrael hu ad me'oid. We know Kodesh Baruch Hu's love for Klai Yisrael is tremendous. Ad me'oid. V'heim etzloi v'v'chinas ben yakir v'yelet shashuim. And the relationship that Hashem has to His beloved Klal Yisrael, to each and every one of us, is like His only son, His precious only son. K'may Shomar HaKosev, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, HaBen Yakir LeEfrayim Min Yelet Shashuim. That my precious son, there's a Gagum in Shashuim, there's this love. U'chshi Eloi Lo'odom Ben Yakir V'Yelet Shashuim, and a person has this beloved son, Uroy Ehu, Shein Misnai Kashura, and he sees that his son is not acting properly. Afa Pichain, who mechapo love me roiva vosu yoisai. What does a father do? A father gets a little, he's biased to his children sometimes. Chazal tell us, you heard the medrash when Rabbi Brisson gave you the shir. By Avraham Avinu. If not for Chazal saying, we couldn't say it. But Avraham Avinu, it says that he spoiled Yishmael, right? Right? You learned this. And it's his son. If not for Chazal saying, how could we say this? But this is the same concept here. We're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the father sees the child not... So, you know, I want to share with you, just to bring out this point a little more. I see this tremendously they say if you knew how good grandchildren were, you would have had them first, right? You know, by grandfathers, it's even more than parents. You know, one of my children, he said to my wife, he had some candy in his mouth. He said to my wife, can I spit it out and put it on the front yard? So my wife said, no, you can't do that. You don't want it. You put it in the garbage. You put it right. My father was there. My father hears this. He says to my wife, oh, what a wonderful child. He asked permission first. Now, that's one way of viewing it. It's always, glass is always half full. Another way of saying it, Like, what are you asking? What kind of money? Can you spit it out in the front? Of course not. You go put it in the tissue, put it in the garbage if you don't want it anymore. But when the grandfather sees it's his grandson, everything's fine. Everything's, you know, it's always okay. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak, right. Always look at the Klaus on the positive light. So that's what he's saying here. Furthermore, if there are times that a parent, of course, has to discipline the child, it will be with tremendous amount of mercy and compassion. However, now we're switching gears. However, the first case we were discussing is when the child is just misbehaving a little here and there to himself. But if people constantly come over to the father and tell the father, you know, your son, he's fighting with people. You know, your son, he's causing problems with other children. You know what, he's destroying shul property. And he's embarrassing people. This the father's not going to tolerate. Doing something a little to yourself incorrectly, okay. But to hurt other people, to make fun of other people, to laugh at their shortcomings, this the father is not going to take lightly. Mi garam kol zeh? Hamesav. Who calls all this? The one who's speaking this lashon hara. So too, Kena davar binyaneinu ki hakadosh baruch hu meiroiv ahava, the tremendous love. That was a marshal. The tremendous love that Hashem has for us. Shu oyiv es Yisrael. That Hashem loves Klai Yisrael. Av shu yedeya ba'atzmai kol ma shenasa b'seis v'goloi. Even though Hashem knows all of our shortcomings, whether we have the private shortcomings, whether we don't make a bracha the right kavana, or whether the goloi, everybody sees what we're doing wrong. Nonetheless, Hashem loves us. Can a person hide something privately? Of course not. But those actions will not alone arouse the ra, the punishment. It says, "Lohibit oven b'Yakov." Kapirish Rashi Sham. What is Chavetz Chaim referring to? The pasuk says, "Lohibit oven b'Yakov lo'ira amal b'Yisrael." Hashem lo'kav imoy Yisrael's melech boy. It's a pasuk in Parshas Balak. "Lohibit oven b'Yakov." He perceived no iniquity in Yaakov. Lo'ira amal b'Yisrael. He saw no perversity in Israel. Says Rashi, "Lohibit oven b'Yakov." Says. Davar acher, acher is pshutai hu nidrash midrash noi. He tells like this: Lo hibet Hakadosh Baruch Hu oven be shebe Yaakov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not perceive any iniquity, any sin in Yaakov. Shekeshein oivin al dvarov. That when a person violates the words of Hashem, ein medantik achareim, he's not meticulous with them. Lo yisbainim ba inius ashelahem. To meditate upon their falsity, va'amolon, and their perversity, shehem oivim al dosoi, and that they violate his law. The Chavetz Chaim is bringing this pasuk of the tremendous love. Lohibit of Yaakov, Rashi is telling us that Hashem does not focus and analyze their shortcomings. Achein, however, we'll conclude with this: im yovay elov hamekatreg, v'yisaper loy mi'inyan zeh. If the Mekatrik says, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your son is speaking Lashon Hara and he's hurting other people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, this I can't tolerate. This I have to respond to. But Omer Hashem Malchus Da'aro Meshiva Gamkein, it's just like when a person goes to the king down here in this world and tells him something bad about somebody, he also responds, when a person goes to the king and he tells him, you know, your loyal servant is not so loyal. He's doing wrong things. Ki chayin yisad amalko shaloylam so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he created this world, he set law and order into motion. Shin yono shel adam yumis nagim al pi hamelitzim amastinim. That if there are people, meaning here we're saying the mekatrigim, the bali lashon hara, are speaking lashon hara, immediately they arouse those mekatrigim, those angels of prosecution. They go straight to Shemayim. They say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what's taking place. They're speaking lashon hara, and Hashem responds as well. Stop here.